K1. And as we look at a second Community Connection this morning, opportunity to focus on Rogers State University, higher education in your hometown. And, well, I will mention also maybe possibly known through her musical talents, musical ministry, Angie Thompson. But we're talking Rogers State University this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for letting us come in and talk about the good things that are happening at Rogers State.
It is a great opportunity for people to keep the cost of higher education down if they choose to go to the university close to home. And if sometimes it's nice to, whether you maybe want to graduate from something with a larger name, maybe do your 2 years and move there and still get a great close-to-home education. But your four-year programs are growing all the time. You've got new things you're adding, and the scholarship programs continue to grow as well.
Right. And I'll just mention a couple of things since you mentioned the degree programs. Enrollment begins next week. So if someone's listening and they wanted to maybe begin a career, maybe an associate degree, mm-hmm. a bachelor's degree, we provide 14 campus degrees here in Bartlesville. Maybe if they want to do something online, the opportunities are expanded. Mm-hmm. Maybe a combination of in-class or online, or even going to the Claremore campus. That really expands the degree options.
It does. And it's a short drive, and other than maybe an inclement weather here and there throughout the course of 365 days of a year, it's a good drive, and it's fun. Getting out of town and making that short, 40 minute or so, plus or minus, depending on traffic drive. And you get the professors that are there. But you can start here in Bartlesville.
You can. And so many students will complete an associate degree and then complete their bachelor's degree. And sometimes, you know, that's all done here in Bartlesville. And sometimes some of the classes are completed in Claremore. But a lot of the programs are available right here at home.
Yeah. I mean, you do have a broadcasting division over there in Claremore. If somebody wants to sit in this chair after I'm done with it, you know, they would need to start here and then go over to Claremore.
You know, and we do have several people who are completing degrees in journalism and broadcast engineering. Trey Stumpf,
yeah.
One of your guys,
yeah.
He's completing a degree in journalism and broadcast engineering.
And we kind of got him an early start here, and as far as I know, I haven't talked to him. How's school going for a while? But I, you know, he would be asking questions, I think, if he had any problems. So it's good. But you also got other things going on. What new majors have you added recently, particularly the Bartlesville campus?
Well, it seems like the big degree programs are accounting,
mm-hmm.
Business administration, applied automated integrated automation,
mm-hmm.
Technology. And I have one of the students with me today, Ashley Cole, who completed her associate degree in business admin accounting and is now completing her bachelor's degree. But what makes Ashley really special to us at the foundation is she's a scholarship recipient.
And, of course, we do separate the fact the foundation is the nonprofit arm that aids the people, the programs that go on at Rogers State University.
Right. And I'm the development officer for the foundation. So what I like to do is be out in the community and share stories like Ashley's with people that I meet. And I'm finding now that we're rounding out the end of this year that people are interested in giving opportunities. They want to be able to close out the year and maybe make a donation to mm-hmm. scholarships or an endowment or to the general fund, something that would help keep the doors open at Rogers State, and people are excited to give. And, you know, just a couple of opportunities I'll mention, and then Ashley may want to jump in and talk about her experience, but we've got Giving Tuesday coming up November 27th.
Yeah.
And that's a global initiative.
It is a global initiative, and so many people get involved in that one. And I know the recent changes to the tax law, and neither one of us are tax people, but they did raise the standard deduction, but it's still important that people continue their philanthropy, whether you get that tax deduction or not.
You know, and I think people are interested in doing that. I know the accountants that I speak with, and you're right, I'm certainly not an expert in tax giving and tax law, but what I'm hearing in the community, people are interested in giving to causes that are important to them, and higher education is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And Giving Tuesday is an initiative that helps people find their own voice in nonprofit giving. You know, higher education was a big one last year, arts and culture is another.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, those are two big components here in our community. People want to give to arts and culture. They want to give to other initiatives. And, you know, they can do that on Giving Tuesday. That's the last Tuesday in November. Mm-hmm. And that became a big concern, several years ago, and they established it as a complement to the spending that happens on Black Friday, you know, when people feel good about giving on Giving Tuesday after they've spent so much on Black Friday.
Yeah, so save back a little bit, maybe at least mentally, for some extra room on your credit card, however you want to do it. But, go ahead and Black Friday, and then, of course, Small
Giving
Business
Tuesday.
Saturday and
yeah.
Giving Tuesday as well.
You know, and we have a fund set up on our site so that people could give to all three campuses, or if they'd like to just choose Bartlesville as their giving, they could do that. So on our website, they just have to enter www.rsu.edu/Giving Tuesday, and it takes them right to the page, and they can make a donation right there.
Yeah, and then go ahead and tweet it with the hashtag Giving Tuesday, because that's I think one of the first ones that I remember seeing, you know, early in my noticing of hashtags. So it kind of comes out all the way around.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
It really is. Well, again, it benefits the students. And when you brought Ashley along, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We got the chance for, literally a slight chat, like maybe 30 seconds before we went on the air. So you're a student. And I believe she said accounting and business is your major. Right?
Yes, I'm a junior at Rogers State University, and I'm doing business administration with an accounting option, mm-hmm. and I hope to graduate this coming up fall, the next fall.
Well, and then hopefully get employed shortly thereafter, right?
Oh, definitely. That is the main goal at the end.
going to Rogers State, what influenced your decision? I mean, there are a lot of choices out there, and nearly every university or even college teaches a business program. Why Rogers State?
Well, when I first began my search, I did a lot of research to see what kind of university I wanted to go to. The primary reason I decided on RSU is location, location, location. I have my roots here. I have my family here. I have my kids going to school here, playing soccer here. So I definitely wanted a university where I could stay in Bartlesville. On top of that, then I began looking at costs because, you know, I do have three children. So cost is very important.
Sure.
And RSU is definitely known for lower tuition, which is something that I can get behind and definitely something I can benefit from.
Yeah, lower tuition is probably one of the big things that I think many people would choose a university close to home. You know, it's a short commute, like downtown maybe, and then lower tuition. Oh, and by the way, you're already living in your own house. You don't have to worry about dorms and all that stuff.
Oh, definitely, yes. I don't have to worry about dorms or rooms or anything like that. And the branch campus is perfect for the smaller classrooms and things like that that I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that RSU is I think, very well known for is that small student-to-teacher ratio. You know.
Well, the motto for RSU is it's personal, and I really feel like you benefit from that at RSU.
Yeah, the opportunity. I mean, I can remember starting off at a small college, and I think I still can say those classroom discussions when maybe we continue afterwards, three or four of us hanging around because the professor had time, and we did too, to continue the after-class class, so to speak.
Yes, definitely.
And now the foundation has helped you out primarily through scholarships, is that right?
Yes, I've received a scholarship, and what benefits me so much from that is it really instills confidence in me. When I first started my journey, I was kind of timid, shy, wasn't really sure if I could do it. But when I realized, you know, other people believed in me and supported me, not only financially, but, you know, just emotionally, I realized that I could do it. And my main goal is to graduate debt-free. And the track that I'm on right now, thanks to the scholarship and the help from the foundation, I will graduate debt-free if I keep going the way I am.
Well, you may call yourself shy, but I think you're doing fine in here, so I think you're getting along very well on that one. But it does take a little bit of enthusiasm to be able to come out and talk about the fact that, yes, the foundation did help, and I think if what I'm seeing in an inside radio, I get to see your face. The listeners just have to hear it from your voice. But you sound like you're really having a good educational experience.
so far so good.
What do you got left to do? How many? Two semesters more?
Yes. So I'm going to do the spring and the summer, and then I'll come up and pick two classes up in the fall.
Oh, well, we won't talk about that. You know, that scheduling classes has always been one of those scheduling nightmares that you try to get in, and no, I'm sorry, this class is full, that one's full, and then, by the way, this is only taught at noon on Tuesdays, but I'm taking this one on noon and Tuesdays, so that has been college for forever, I think.
Yes.
But Angie, that's the nice thing about Rider State. You work with students and try to get things at times that are convenient to the student when you can.
When we can, that's our goal, and Ashley hit on something really important. When we're enrolling students, we really try to keep their debt low. And I'm so excited that there are businesses, local businesses, who are stepping up and naming scholarships. Truity Credit Union is one of those organizations that partnered with us this year with a scholarship opportunity for students, and they are now taking applications for the spring semester. So if anyone listening would like to apply for a scholarship and they're a student, a degreed program student at RSU, they can contact me. It's on our website. My information is on our website, and they can contact me for an application. But, you know, the scholarships are so important, and businesses and organizations and individuals locally are seeing the benefit of partnering with RSU to help dreams come true for college degrees.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about applying for a scholarship, I get this mental image of, okay, I got to fill out the FAFSA form, I got to do this, I got to write an essay. It seems like, at least in the past, they didn't really want to get about the money because they set the bar of everything you had to do so high. But Ashley, was the process daunting for you at all? Did you go through it pretty easy? Or?
Oh, I don't think the process was daunting at all. I mean, when you start getting in the swing of it, you know FAFSA opens October 1st, so you go ahead and do it. Like, I've already done mine for next year. Mm-hmm. You just kind of fall into that routine. And I think the scholarship was just a wonderful opportunity just to, you know, increase my writing skills and, you know, maybe my interview skills. I'm learning so much just from, you know, these experiences that I'm getting from the university. So I just thought it was a wonderful opportunity altogether.
Well, that works. I like the idea. And you've kind of taken it in a stride and said, okay, it's just, filling out the form, doing through the steps. That's just part of my educational process. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to look at it.
You know, Ashley is one of the individuals who will not sell herself, but she is an amazing individual. You know, not only is she a mother of three boys, but she also is one of our senators on the Claremore campus. She represents Bartlesville in the Student Government Association in Claremore, and so she travels to Claremore quite often representing the students here in Bartlesville to the people in Claremore.
Mm-hmm. And that's another part of, I think, this the educational process, getting that that outside your major field, but still being part of a physical campus.
Oh, definitely. And just getting out of my comfort zone in general, just building myself as a person. When I decided to take on projects like that, that's pretty much my goal, is just to work on myself as a person.
and keeping the juggling balls of a household, a family, and also continuing that educational career.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. What's the most fun part for you as far as being a student at Rider State?
Well, I definitely think SGA is a big part of it. I really enjoy the meetings, but I also enjoy being able to be a voice for the Bartlesville campus. There's lots of things that we get to do as senators. We make resolutions, and resolutions are just things we'd like to see happen on the campus. Mm-hmm. So one resolution I made is just to have recycling brought back on the campus, because I think it's really important for students to be able to, you know, do that. Also, we have a student lounge on the fifth floor, and one of the resolutions that we were in the works and making was just getting some new furniture, some things that, you know, the students would need to be comfortable and to be able to study. So we have a PO for that, and it is coming. So doing things like that, I always think that's fun.
I think you're right. And making the campus better for your fellow students, then you kind of get a little bit more notoriety because people know you. And if you've got an idea, you've got there's something you think can better that educational experience, whether it's, like you said, new furniture in the lounge or whatever it might be, your fellow students probably are coming to you then.
Oh, definitely. We have a suggestion box out, so students are able to voice their opinions, and I take them wholeheartedly, and then we go from there about what kind of resolutions we'd like to see on our campus.
Yeah, and overall, the legislative process, if I can run that term through, it works at Rider State.
Oh, definitely. I think they take it into consideration, and it definitely goes up the chain from, you know, my resolution up to the very tip top.
Well, that's good. We can translate that to the federal government, then you guys can be a model for
good
the federal
luck
government.
With that, Charlie.
Yeah, we are less than 2 weeks away from election time, and you got to have a smile on your face every once in a while.
For sure.
So again, people can give to the foundation amounts large and small.
Any amount, and I'll just mention our website is rsu.edu. They just look for the giving page, how to give. Mm-hmm. That's rsu.edu. And then the How to Give page. Lots of opportunities for giving and sharing. We've got Giving Tuesday coming up in November, and then we're really excited about our scholarship breakfast in March, but more about that next time.
Sure, but that means that the names need to get in the process. You know, Ashley already mentioned she's already taken care of that first FAFSA step, and she's going through the process. So if you're a family member of a high school senior or even junior, now is the time to start planning through that process.
It's never too soon.
Thank you very much. Hey, thank you for coming in and letting us know about what's going on in RSU campus, not only here in Bartlesville, but in Claremore, and bringing an outstanding example of your student government as well.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and more coming up in just a little bit. It is a Wednesday morning, and let's just check the forecast first of all with Alan Crone on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, 46 degrees. Let's see when the rains will come.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring some showers near the area for late this afternoon.